Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. Kossoff.com, K-O-S-S-O-F-F is her website. You can find all of her books there. Oh, is this, how about this, the KossoffGroup.com? Is that another one?
It links all into the same thing.
Or the KossoffGroup.com, if you like typing extra letters, there's that one. And don't forget the Executive Thinking, one of her books, also Managing for Quality. That's what we're talking about, is quality. Leslie, wrap all this up. What is the certification you need today for your small? If you want to go after a credential, if you're a small business owner, unless you know, obviously, if you're quality minded and you're thinking about certification, you got more than a few, you know, two or three employees, you're probably a little bit bigger small business, and you want to have some credential that will at least get you to where you can demonstrate that you've got the reason for being here. Is ISO the minimum? What is the minimum? What is the easiest? What is the thing that will get you some kind of credibility? What is that? What would that be?
ISO is the granddaddy, and so and everybody still throws ISO around, and so you know, as a basis, ISO is at least going to open the door. But the fact is, a lot of industries have turned their backs on ISO to develop industry-specific certifications.
Oh no! Instead of a standard like ISO, they've gone to industry-specific. That's kind of unfortunate, isn't it?
It is, but on the other hand, depending on what you do and how broad your customer base is, if you're selling only into the automotive industry has its own quality certification.
Right, but you and I both know people who have different customers in different sectors, different industries.
Well, absolutely, in which case you're back to ISO.
Yeah.
Then you want to go back to ISO, and you're probably going to be looking in the 9000 series. And don't right. You know, if you're a pure service business, sure, you're going to be looking at 14000, but that's basically that.
Are you still helping companies with this? Are you still doing that?
I don't help with the certification process because, very honestly, most of the companies that I have worked with, the small ones, it doesn't make sense for them to go after it.
Oh, okay.
It really
so you actually so what do you recommend they do? What do you recommend the small
what
companies
I
do?
What I recommend, you know, it's an interesting thing. One of the this is a very sneaky thing, and as a small business, you want to ask this question. For medium-sized and large businesses that are selling into an ultimate customer, they have the ability to extend their certification down to the small businesses who can't afford to do their own certification, but who can provide documentation that gives the justification that, you know, and an assurance
sort of
be able to deliver.
Throw their ISO blanket over me, so to speak.
Exactly. And
wow.
So what you want to do is find out whether or not the certification that's held by the person or the company or their customer that you're selling to has that blanket coverage.
What does that question sound like?
You literally ask the question. You say, will your ISO certification extend to me, and what kind of documentation do you need?
What can I do to help you make that happen?
Exactly.
It's going to take a different selling process. So when you get an RFP and they start asking about your quality, you've got to start saying things like, well, you know what, we don't have a certification, but we're prepared to show you how your certification can extend to us. Would that be a good way to say it?
Yes, can safely extend to us,
Right. We promise we'll do whatever we can to make sure that you're able to do it successfully. And when would you like to have that conversation?
Well, but it's also, and what kind of documentation do you need? Because what they're going to want, and if you look at where the quality process very, very specifically comes into the ISO certification process, then you're looking at the kinds of measurement systems that are typically used in quality implementation, Six Sigma, sometimes called.
But maybe we need to hire a person to help us know how to respond when they say, okay, we're ready to talk about it. Maybe you need to get somebody to help you get ready for that, because a lot of folks don't even know where to start. So this is really good information, Leslie. You've really helped a lot of folks.
In which case, then go to the American Society for Quality. They'll know the answer.
There you
go. They'll have a resource locally for you.
Good for you. Well said. Well done. Hey, Leslie, thanks for being here. Good job.
A pleasure.
Bonjour, mon chéri.
Au revoir, mon cher.
See you there next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.